News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. It's Monday. I hope you're up and about, even if it is a big presidential holiday day today. And a good time to listen in to hear from our friend with ADX Digital. Our ADX Digital marketing consultant, Brian Prowitz, is here getting us ready for all the events coming up and everything that you need to be advertising for.
Yeah, that's right. Good morning. Happy Mardi Gras.
Happy Mardi Gras. We had the Valentine's Day, and now it's President's Day. Boom, boom, boom.
It's one nice after the other. The world gave everybody an extra day to recover from the weekend.
Yes. Somehow they knew the Mardi Gras folks were going to need a day.
Yeah,
for sure.
I think I'm just going to sleep in a little bit.
When you figure the trifecta, Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday, it's a lot.
This is all my first glance at all this stuff.
That's right. So what are your impressions?
I mean,
because you're here from the Northwest.
Yeah. So
they don't do Mardi Gras
there.
Thank you
for all of you that have welcomed me, by the way. Even if I do come off saying things like crawdads.
Yeah.
Sorry, Michael, don't get mad at me to start the show.
It's okay.
I just said that just to fire him off.
I know. He's a Seattle Seahawks fan.
Yes.
So, you know.
Michael is or I am.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. All right. So, yeah, I just love it's just this chaotic thing with all the tradition and the families and the people and it's a spectacle.
Yeah, you've never seen this before, have you?
No, I mean, I've kind of known a little bit about Mardi Gras, but I didn't know all these little spots throw their own parties.
Right.
You know, we were out in the Navarre Mardi Gras parade, and then, of course, we were there on Saturday for the downtown parade.
The grand parade,
but I know Friday night and then Sunday.
At the beach.
Just, wow, it's amazing.
And the huge turnouts. Tons of people, tons of beads.
As I walked the parade route with our big radio station sort of convoy,
right?
I'm shooting video because I got to show my friends. Like one of the coolest angles I have is when you look down ahead. So I'm looking ahead of where we're headed, right? And all the people like stacked deep.
Yeah.
And then the beads flying. And my favorite is when they're under a tree and the beads get hung up in the trees.
Yes, you'll still see some now.
And, yeah. So
they linger.
And then I'm always looking on the ground to see if there's any that haven't broken, right? And if it's a good string and a loop, I'll throw it, you know. And the joy, the people, they're so happy when that happens.
I know.
And
it's funny because you'll see somebody, some little kid, who'll have 4,000 beads around his neck, but he's still screaming for more.
Of course.
You think he's going to topple over any minute.
It's America, after all. Why would you stop?
More, more, more.
It's Mardi Gras, too. So, you know, this is when you got to go hard.
Oh, there was a great video online, too, that someone took with a drone up above.
Oh, yeah.
And showed the whole route from the beginning to end so that it looped around and then went down Jefferson. And Jefferson was different because it was so wide.
Right.
That was really cool.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That might be a change in the route. Who knows?
I saw those drones flying around. I was throwing beads at them. I missed them all. But so amazing. So, obviously we're here to talk about ADX Digital, right?
Yeah.
And by no surprise at all is this connection going to happen. But as we're going along, just think about the thousands of people before, during, and after all of those parades.
Oh, yeah.
How much time spent on phones, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the restaurants and along the streets, tailgating. The only thing I can parallel what I've seen at the Mardi Gras parades that I've seen so far is it just looks like tailgating before a football game for miles and miles and miles.
But even that, as wild as that, this still doesn't compare.
No, it doesn't. Special in a totally unique way for sure. But just all of those people and all the pictures and video and the phones and people using I bring up people using their phones because it's very important, because when you're doing that means that the location is happening. You are active on your phone. So a couple things happen. First of all, when you're on your phone, think of every single time you open your phone. I'm talking to business owners, obviously, right here. Every time somebody opens their phone and they start scrolling, there are opportunities in what they are seeing to advertise to them. Display ads or video ads, pre-roll. There's a lot of places embedded into the sites and the apps that people are going to where you can actually advertise to them. So if you think about the number of people and the number of times of over the weekend and the concentration of people, there were millions of opportunities to advertise to those thousands of people.
Or captive audience, so to speak.
Captive audience. But and not just locals either. Think of the people that came in from out of town or spent the weekend or rented an Airbnb and all the things. So this crowd, this massive concentration of people, a couple of things. from a digital advertising standpoint. So we have a way to draw a huge circle around downtown or Pensacola Beach or wherever people gather in big groups, the Bay Center or the Double Bridge Run.
Well, for example, this weekend, Pensacon.
We'll be
at the Bay Center.
So we can draw a circle around those places and deliver ads to them while they are there. And then a little while after, too, when you go into that circle, and it's just a circle on a map. It's not like there's a boundary around the thing.
Right.
So we can deliver ads to them while people are inside that circle. That's your ad. Your ads on their phones. Okay? Display ads, video, your best social media post, whatever the content might be during those big events, we can hit them while they're inside that circle that we draw around. That's point number one. Point number two, it's actually not too late to collect data from those audiences looking back.
Oh, there you go.
So with geoframing, we could actually, if you wanted us to, we could actually go to what happened over the weekend and still get information about the people that were there.
That's amazing.
And advertise to them.
That's amazing.
Again, display ads or video or your best social media post. We can still create an audience and advertise to those people after the event with what we call geoframing. And the best news of all is that we have a plan for the rest of this tourist season. So I got a couple numbers for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
2.5 million and 1.4 billion. 2.5 million people, according to the statistics, will visit this area between March and September.
Wow.
And they will spend $1.4 billion.
Wow. Oh, I believe
according
it.
According to our stats.
I believe it, yeah.
And almost about 70% of that is between March and August.
Mm-hmm.
So the concentration between March and August is remarkable, okay? So we have developed a thing called the Gulf Coast Getaway Pass.
Oh, I love
it. We're going to geofence or put a circle around the places tourists are going to go basically from spring break to Labor Day, okay? And we're going to deliver ads to them while they're here on their phones. Or think about when they get to the hotel room or the Airbnb or the Vrbo or whatever, and they log in on their platform, on their app, on the TV,
right.
And they log in,
yeah.
And their location is here,
yep.
We can still advertise to them.
Oh, my gosh.
So when they're here on their phones or on the streaming devices that they use, we can advertise to them.
That's incredible.
With the circles we can draw with your ads in front of them.
Wow.
All tourist season with the Gulf Coast Getaway Pass. So if your company relies on those tourist dollars, you have got to reach out to Jeff Wayne, 850-262-6000, 850-262-6000, to start a conversation about digital marketing. Ask about that. What was that? It's called the Gulf Coast Getaway Pass. If you come up with even something close to that, Jeff will know what you're talking about.
Okay.
The Gulf Coast Getaway Pass. We'll talk more about that after the break. But this
and you
is,
can come in for a consultation.
Yeah,
that's
you can
free.
Come in. We can come to you one way or the other. It's totally free. We just love to get to know your business a little bit more. We want to know more about who your target audience is and where they are.
Mm-hmm.
And then we take it from there.
Awesome. Talking with Brian Prowitz. He's the ADX Digital Marketing Consultant expert, I would say, helping everyone to understand digital, certainly helping me to understand the benefits of digital advertising. You definitely want to take advantage of the Gulf Coast Getaway Pass.
Good job.
All right. And if you've got a question about it, please text it in this morning, 850-437-1620. Our expert is here on the expert panel. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Our expert this half hour is Brian Prowitz with ADX Digital Marketing. Got a text in from your buddy, Michael.
Michael.
He says, good morning, Meg. Good morning, Brian. Congratulations on your Seahawks victory. Time to celebrate by going to Cubs on Barrancas and Navy Boulevard and eat some crawfish, or if you prefer, crawdads, LOL.
Oh, Michael. Thank you for that, Michael. I appreciate you poking me back on all that.
I love it.
You know what I want to do is I want to go wherever Devin Witherspoon goes when he comes back to town.
There you
because
go.
I want to see his Super Bowl ring.
Yes, sir.
For
That'll
sure.
Be fun.
So, Michael, I'll tell you what, man. We should meet down there, and then you can buy me a plate of crawfish or Give me a bowl.
There you go.
Give me a bowl.
Got a question for you from another listener. This one's from one of our listeners. Says, how can a small business get started with figuring out what to do using digital advertising to build my business focusing on Santa Rosa County?
Well, the first thing is to make sure as you're launching your business that you include a marketing budget. A lot of people will say, well, I just don't have the budget for it. Smart businesses ahead of time will add that as part of the overall operating expense of their company.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that the best, and then give us a call and let's sit down and let's talk. I mean, the best thing to do is to chat. You know, one of my favorite things to do, and I don't know if my bosses are going to appreciate this or not, but one of my favorite things to do is to be able to talk to somebody and say, here's what I think you should do. And sometimes it doesn't include what I've got.
Maybe
it's better for you to go over here. Maybe the target audience is such. Now, it's pretty unusual because between radio and what we do with digital, we can usually fit you into almost any budget. And then whether it's you're trying to fill the top of the branding and awareness funnel or you're trying to get in people all the way down to the conversion side of our digital platforms, I love the conversation. And I also have a heart for entrepreneurs. And so I love talking to businesses that have just started.
Oh, yeah, because it's an exciting time.
It is terrifying.
That's
it
true,
is
too.
Terrifying. It's lonely. It's terrifying. Sometimes the wins are not necessarily when there's money exchanges hands. Like, I remember when I launched my marketing company, and for a month and a half, I didn't have a client. This is a few years ago, and I'd come back from a meeting, and I'd be all pumped up, and my wife would be like, and where's the money?
Right.
Well, so anyway, I've lived that life, and I understand. So I would it's just great to sit down and talk. I would love to meet you, and the way to do that is to start with a call to Jeff Wayne at 850-262-6000. That's the proper process that we have. So give Jeff a call, 850-262-6000, and best of luck to you, and I hope that I get to meet you.
Yes.
And we could talk more.
Okay.
The big thing today, we were talking about Mardi Gras. We were talking about this huge concentration of people. We were talking about the Gulf Coast Getaway Pass. As we look ahead, how can we benefit? How can businesses win when we know there's going to be a big surge of people starting here in a month or so for the tourist season? How do we get ahead of that? And we've got that plan, circling the airport, we're going to do a 5-mile radius around Pensacola Beach and Navarre Beach and downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm giving away all of our secrets, by the way. They're all going to write our stuff down and go, well, do it like they are. Well, we do it different anyway.
We're doing it already.
Even if I told you the play was coming, I'd still.
Yeah, we're doing it already.
Anyway. Gulf Coast Getaway Pass, we're very excited about this. And I think about the number of people who will be here for a week and then leave, and then another group comes in right after that, and another and another and another, that rotation. And
right.
So you need to set that in place and just let it simmer as people continue to come through. And you know what it's like when you go on vacation for that week that you've been looking forward to. You know your favorite places to eat and the place. But also there are those places where you're like, dang it, we didn't get to it this year. Or last year. We got to do that next year. Well, that's now. So even if the people coming in, I've heard this from people, everybody already has their normal habits and their loop and the thing that they do.
I don't know.
People are always looking. They might hit their favorite place, but they're always looking for the new place.
Mm-hmm.
And think about boat tours.
Yes.
And adventure stuff. And not just places to go eat, but things to do. Events.
Mm-hmm.
Think of a future event. If you have an event coming up this summer, now's the time to get your stuff in order so that the visitors that are coming in know. And think about when they leave. Maybe they hit early in the year and they might be coming back, but you ping them as they're leaving,
right.
It turns out, and they find out about an event coming up in a couple of months. Then they schedule their, you know, instead of going to over there, let's go back to Pensacola because of that event coming up. Remember, we love it there.
Yeah.
Realtors. Rentals.
Yeah.
Oh, I could go on forever, as you know.
Well, and it's because you are new to the area, so you've experienced Mardi Gras now.
Yes.
So then multiply that about 1,000 times when you're talking about the Blue Angels weekend.
Right.
What happens here, that Blue Angels week, and it comes on the heels of the 4th of July, and we have fireworks in town and on the beach. I mean, there's so many opportunities.
I've now lived here for like 3.5 minutes,
and
I can already tell it never stops.
Right.
Once it starts, and it's already started, it's on.
It's on.
It's on. And even on an off weekend, there's going to be a gajillion people coming here just for the weather and the beaches. I'm telling you something you don't know
Right.
listening right now. It's just so clear that there will be, like I said, the 2.5 million vacationers will spend $1.4 billion in the Pensacola area this year.
Incredible.
And 70% of that is between March and August. Mm-hmm. So that's about $1 billion. And so if you are in downtown, I don't know if you're listening, clothing stores, ice cream shops, drip parlors, tattoos, all of the things. If those people come into town, there's a trolley, a pedal trolley. Mm-hmm. If you rely on that tourism dollar, we have the plan on targeting them. Keep it in mind on their phones and on anything they use to stream live television. Logged in on their phones. I'm logged into my phone right now for the same thing I watch on my TV at home, sitting on my desk. Not that I'm watching TV at work, but so it can happen on your phone,
right?
Or the big screen inside your building. Even visitors, once they log in, you can get to them too.
Well, the cool thing is that you have so many different products and so many different ways. You've talked about the geofencing, geoframing, and all of that, but you have access to Amazon, social media, Facebook, Instagram, so many of the things that you can be a presence on those platforms.
Yep. Basically, it's where is the geography you're trying to hit and who is your audience? Once we know those two things, we can get you. There's a lot of different ways we can get in front of that audience. And so it starts with that phone call to Jeff at 850-262-6000, 850-262-6000 to talk ADX Digital Marketing with myself or any of our other spectacular account executives here.
All right. We're talking to Brian Prowitz with ADX Digital Marketing on Pep Talk. We'll be back in just a minute. This is the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I'm Meg. Brian Prowitz is here talking about ADX Digital Marketing.
Yeah.
So many opportunities.
Home stretch here. If this is interesting to you, if you're a business owner that wants to learn more about what's happening here, you could give Jeff Wayne a call at 850-262-6000. Talk to him about scheduling something with one of us to talk to you about digital marketing. But if you want to know more about ADX Digital Marketing and get a deeper dive, we're starting to announce and schedule some basically meetings. They're almost like, it's almost like a seminar, March 9th, 10th, and 11th.
Excellent.
Here at the ADX Digital Studios for conversations about digital marketing to get to know our products a little bit more. But really, it's a higher level sort of umbrella discussion covering things like the impact AI is having on marketing.
Oh, huge.
And how AI in the digital marketing space is so important, the combination of those things. Right now, I'm really interested in how AI is the nexus between AI and just all the other traditional stuff that we've been doing for a long time. How do you harness that? How does it impact what we do here at ADX Digital? Because we employ AI in all the right ways. AI kind of comes with this little zing, like people kind of don't know how they feel about it. But when you are, let's put it this way, if you're not employing AI in your digital marketing, you are missing out. You're not doing it right. It has to be part of what you do. And I'm not necessarily meaning what kind of prompts do you put in. It's more like just understanding digital marketing in the AI era that we are now in and learning more about that. And it's not just about AI. That's part of it because you can't talk about this without AI. But also learning more about ADX Digital, the products that we have, how it all works, what might be right for your business. This is your opportunity. So March 9th, 10th, and 11th, we are inviting people to come, business owners, to enjoy the conversation, to meet some of us, and to learn more about how digital marketing works and how AI plays into it and how we can work together.
So how do I sign up?
Call Jeff Wayne. Let's just put it on Jeff. We'll make Jeff do it. 850-262-6000 if you're interested in that. Give Jeff a call at 850-262-6000. Space is limited. There are a limited number of little windows that we're creating, and we know that we're going to fill it up, and we know that we're going to have an incredible conversation, and the outcome from that could be great, and there's no obligation. It's not like you have to come in and buy something or anything at all. It's just learning more about all the stuff you're talking about. I'm scratching the surface. We're going to do a deep dive March 9th, 10th, and 11th. Give Jeff a call at 850-262-6000.
Thank you so much. Brian Prowitz with ADX Digital Marketing. So many opportunities. You want to get on board now. This is Pep Talk. Thanks for listening with us. I hope you have a great Monday. Happy President's Day. And remember, be kind to others. Be gentle with yourself. and always remember to love now.